In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We come to the Divine Liturgy to celebrate our life in Christ, to re-enter by Christ, who is the door, into the kingdom, into communion with God the Father, through the door, who is his Son, Jesus the Christ incarnate. We enter into oneness and communion with God the Father through him. And we celebrate this divine life that we have in the Holy Spirit. And this is why Christ came into the world, in order to make it possible for us to have this life, in order to make it possible for us to enter through him into this life. But he also says that we who enter through the one who is the door and the shepherd are able to leave the place of sanctuary that he has made for us and made possible for us and go out into the world, and there will be pasture for us. There will be a life out there for us to live. The problem is that when we are in the world, we tend to forget. We tend to forget that our life is from God, not from the world, not from the work of our hands. We forget that we are not self-created. We have the expression that we use, to make a living. What do you do to make a living? And all of us have something that we do. We have to find something that we do to make a living. But the fact is that we are not self-created. We don't make our own life. We don't make our own living. St. Paul tells us in the passages written to the Ephesians that we heard this morning that God loved us even when we were dead, even when we were not alive. And that means that he loved us even though we live in the world, and our great desire, our great passion, is to live as though we were creating ourselves, as though we were self-created in a God-free zone. That's our understanding of the meaning of our life. When we talk about making a living, we're thinking in terms of the things that I can do using my own, we say, God-given talents. But we don't understand something that is very clear here in these passages from St. Paul, that we are not self-created. Chrysostom focuses on this particular point that St. Paul is making, and explains that St. Paul is not talking just about the creation of the world at the beginning of time when he says that we are not self-created. Now, obviously, as Christians, we do not believe that we came into existence somehow without God. The whole Western controversy over evolution is about that. And the central truth there is that God created the world. He created the heavens and he created the earth. And he created us. And we're all firm and clear on that. But Chrysostom points out that that's not what St. Paul is talking about when he talks about how we are not self-made, that we are created by God. He is talking about each one of us as we are born into the world and during the course of our lives. We do the things that we do, and we learn and eventually employ ourselves in some way. And that's what he's talking about. Our life from day to day in the world is not a self-creation. We are meant to continue to be made by God, to be made one with him by the way we live in the world. Before Christ came, or before Christ came in terms of our acknowledging him and abandoning the life of the old man that lives from the world and the passions of the world and entered into Christ. Before that, we lived as though we could make the meaning of life for ourselves. We lived from our needs, our desires, and our passions, rooted in the world, trying to accumulate material goods and achieve success independent of God. And it gives us, when it's going well, a sense of security, a sense of purpose, a sense of meaning, a sense of ourselves. And we are dead when we are in that condition. Because it's all an illusion. We cannot make ourselves out of the stuff and the opportunities of the world and our own talents. That is the life of the old man. And St. Paul is saying, God loved us even when we were living like that. Even when we were living an illusion of life. Our human life can only be lived from God. That's the way we were created. And even though we return regularly to this illusion out in the world, as though it's us against the world, my accomplishment, my achievement, my threatened achievement, the danger, we pray to God, protect the things that I have and the security that I have without you that I have achieved. And we're dead. It's not until we lose confidence in that way of life that we even understand that there is an alternative. God loved us even when we were in that condition, St. Paul says. And Chrysostom explains that God wills, that God decides that faith is going to be critical, is going to play a role, a central role in our salvation. St. Paul says we are saved by grace through faith. Chrysostom explains. We are not saved, we do not have salvation from what? From that life of death without God. Remember, that's what we're being saved from. Most of the time, we don't want to be saved from it. We want God to save us from failure in our efforts to live without Him. But that's what we're being saved from. That's what our salvation is from, that life of living death. We are saved by God's grace through faith. Chrysostom says that we are not saved by faith alone. If that were the case, then we would be saving ourselves by our faith in God. And there are misinterpretations, misunderstandings of Christianity that boil down pretty much to that. You are saved by faith and the Scriptures. Not works, but faith. Chrysostom says, we are not saved by faith. God saves us. He does what needs to be done in order to make it possible to live from Him again. But how does God get us back to living from Him? It's got to be by faith. He decides that this is how it's going to be so that we can participate in our own divine lives where the life is from Him, but we live a life in the world that is lived from God in all of those cases where we use our talents and apply them in the world. As Saint Seraphim would say, to gather the Holy Spirit. And that is done by faith. It's not that faith accomplishes salvation. That's not what's going on, Chrysostom says. What's going on is that God wills that we participate in our own lives. Well, that doesn't seem so strange. There's no one that can live our life but us. And if we're going to live our life from God, if we're going to pile up treasures in heaven rather than treasures in the world, then there has got to be a way that we can participate in our own salvation. That the doing of the things that we do in the world are done in abandonment of the effort to live without God. In abandonment of the effort to build ourselves up and create ourselves separate from God, but instead to participate in our own recreation. And Chrysostom says that this is really what we should say, that we are talking about our recreation. Creation is not once and done, because God put us as human beings at the center of the world that He created. And each time a human being is born into the world, there is something that needs to be recreated. And that recreation is the course of that person's life. And we are in the midst of the recreation of ourselves in the image and likeness of God. When Christ comes into the world, we are dead to God. We have taken on the likeness of the world that God created. And there is no life in that world. And because we have taken on that false likeness, we go about the effort of trying to build ourselves as though we needed to be built by our own efforts. But the fact is that God creates us. God will recreate us in our own lives by our faith, by our participation in the living of a divine and holy life in the world. Not because of any capacity to live a divine and holy life that we have ourselves, but because we are created to live from God's holiness and perfection. We can fast. We can pray. We can welcome others into our homes. Hospitality, Paul mentions. Great Orthodox virtue. You know, we have a real sense of the importance of community, and we welcome one another into our homes. But we can do any good thing in order to build ourselves. The effort to establish ourselves on the basis of our own efforts and our own talents. And we have pride, and we have a sense of security, and all of the rest of the illusion that comes along with it. And all the time we can be doing good things. Or our motive could be our faith living from God, so that the things that we do are done in repentance and the love of God, and they recreate us. They do exactly the opposite of the sort of thing that we would be doing if we were doing them in order to build ourselves. Is it even the same action? Is it even the same thing that we are accomplishing? It's not. Because the accomplishment isn't in the building of something of the world. The accomplishment is the building of ourselves into the divine human life of Christ. That's the doing of our salvation. We are baptized into His life, given the chrismation, the gift, the power of the Holy Spirit, in order to be able to go and live that life. And there is a kind of completion of God's creation of the world in terms of His creation of us as human beings in each of our lives. Our lives have that kind of significance, that kind of importance. The angels are amazed at the central importance of the human beings that God created. And that applies to each one of us. Our salvation is not something that is given to us across the board, all of us, and we simply accept it. Our salvation is given to us so that we can receive it, so that we can live it, so that our lives are not lives of meaningless walking death, but instead are lives of deeper and deeper sharing in the divine life of God Himself. And others look at the life of such a person and they see the life of a holy person. They see the life of a saint. But it's God's holiness that we're seeing. And so here's the central importance of our humility. We cannot live life fully except by humility and repentance. Is our motive to accomplish something for ourselves, to establish ourselves, to have pride, to live from ourselves, or is our motive to live toward God, to fulfill all of the abilities and talents that we have and redeem the time that we live in by taking the particular events of our own lives and making them events of our movement through those events toward God, saved by grace through works. By doing works that take the opportunity and the particular events of our lives and making those works into a work of God's salvation, because they are the actual entering that we do into divine life. They are the actual living of that divine life that we've been given to live. And so when we enter here through the door, who is Jesus the Christ, into this place of sanctuary, into the divine liturgy, in order to celebrate our divine life, we are called upon also to go out through the doors of the church and live in the world where there is pasture, where there are those opportunities for us to actually live the lives that God has given us to live from Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.